quality air,
and that lets you save.
Look here.
True Form Life.
Green locomotive.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. This is your host, Drew Taddea. Always appreciate your time and efforts to come in and see what we have going on today. On this episode, we have Matt LaHoulier coming on. He's actually an old college athlete. He's the captain of the soccer team. Some of you may know that I've just started working with a local college athletic teams. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm having a blast. I'm enjoying working with the athletes. And I thought, why not bring on one of the athletes to talk about their college experience? When I was a college athlete, I would have appreciated an interview like this. So I thought, let's do it. Let's have some fun. Let's bring him on. Today, he's going to talk about what it's like to be a college athlete, what it's like to be in the school system, travel, play soccer, come from high school to college, and all that. So hopefully that he'll give you a better chance or better understanding of what it's like to be a college athlete in his perspective from the inside out, if you haven't experienced that, or if you haven't experienced that for a while. So sit back and enjoy. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
All right, welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. We have Matt LaHoulier. I think I got it right. Online. Thanks for joining us. Matt, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good, thanks. So today we're going to be talking about, get into yourself first. We're going to talk about some college sports. You're the captain of the soccer team here locally. And we're going to get into more of what it's like to be a college athlete. So why don't we get into yourself first and tell us where you're from and how you got to being the captain of a soccer team here.
Well, I'm originally from Lethbridge, so about 3 hours south of Olds. Actually, for captain, we had a vote this year. Our coach kind of let all the team choose a ballot, or I guess choose who they thought would be good for assistant captain and captain. So at the end, he counted up the names, and that's how I came to be captain.
So how long have you been a college athlete?
This is my second year.
And did you play high school soccer?
We didn't have a high school team, but I played for a club.
In Lethbridge?
Back in Lethbridge. Yeah.
Okay. How'd you find out about Olds College?
My coach actually was coming up here to further his education for his job, and he was assistant coaching, so he told me about it and introduced me to the coach, and then I kind of kept emailing him, and we went from there.
And you said this is your second year or third year?
Second
year. So what's it like to be a college athlete?
Pretty fun, actually. Like, we start our season pretty early, before school even starts, so we kind of get familiar with each other and we know each other and we spend a ton of time together through practice and showing each other around the campus and getting kind of acquainted. So especially if it's your first year, like you get to meet people right off the bat, and when you go into school, it's not like you don't know anyone, because from meeting everyone on the soccer team and like other teams that arrive kind of early, you get to know a ton of people before, and it's a great, I guess, experience to say the least, like especially traveling with the team, because we always go on buses to every game and, you know, practices. We spend a lot of time there with each other, and a lot of the, I guess, athletic population takes a certain course for the school, and so almost every athlete is in that, and you gotta know each other, meet each other through that too. It helps a lot with, you know, if you have a tough assignment or if you're not understanding the course, because you always have people you can go to. It's a good environment to be in with other athletes and people who like your sport and people who take interest in it.
So what are you taking? You're taking sports management?
Yeah.
And what is that?
The best way to kind of describe it is half business management, And then the other half would be like kinesiology or anatomy.
And then that's going okay? Is that the class you're talking about where most of the athletes are taking it?
Yeah.
All right, so tell us more about traveling. So you guys jump on a bus. You guys jump on a bus together. You spend hours together going to different areas. What's that like? You also travel with a girls' soccer team. Is that right?
Yeah, every team here travels, the girls and guys together.
On one bus.
Which is pretty, yeah.
And what's that like? You guys all get along?
For the most part. Sometimes some of the guys play, you know, their music and the chicks are trying to sleep or like gossip to each other. And sometimes there's a battle on the bus, but, you know, it's fun.
And you guys stop and eat together and such?
Yeah, we usually stop and get some Timmy's or Subway, something like that.
And then what, do you guys stay overnight or do you don't travel that far enough to stay overnight?
Well, we have to travel to Lakeland, which is in Lloydminster, I think, is what it's called. I think there we have to stay overnight because that's a pretty far travel.
So tell me about staying overnight with in a hotel with the guys or how that works with you guys.
Well, usually our coach, like this year, he split us up into rooms with three or four of the other guys and then split up all the chicks with three or four other chicks. And so we, you know, once you get your roommates, you kind of dibs who you're sleeping with or dibs out of who you're sleeping with if you don't like the guy or, you know, you think they'll bug you or something. But overall, it's pretty fun.
So you guys stay overnight, you guys have a curfew, and then you get up and you go have breakfast. Tell me about that.
I don't know. He didn't really put a huge curfew on it. He just kind of tells us to be responsible and get a good amount of sleep. So I'd say like 11, he'd say to, you know, lights out and be in bed. And then we wake up the next day and sometimes we get like a continental breakfast or whatever if the hotel serves it or if it's included. But like last year we had to go to Timmy's before a game just because we didn't have a breakfast at the hotel. So that was kind of, you know.
So that was your breakfast?
Not as good.
So that was your breakfast?
Yeah.
And then you guys head over to the field from there?
Yep. And change and start our warm up.
And then get into it. Is it exciting? Like you like the sport? How did you get into soccer from the get-go?
Kind of got into it from when I could start walking. My parents put me in it because it was a cheap way to keep me out of the house and busy. And then I just kept kind of playing because my brother played it. So we kind of just played it together and, you know, it got competitive because you always got to compete with your brother or... So we kind of just kept competing until I think a couple of years ago when he hit a growth spurt and grew to like 6'3". So he chose the route of basketball instead of soccer. Whereas at that point, I just stayed with soccer because I thought I was pretty good at it. So
is he younger than you?
We're twins.
Oh, you're twins. And he's 6'3" and you're what? 5'10"?
Yeah.
Identical twins or no?
No, fraternal.
All right.
Yeah.
So tell me about competing. What's it like to compete at the college level? You guys are going up against different teams from the area. These guys are a whole lot better. Are they more conditioned? Is it a different atmosphere than you're used to than before you got to college?
It's a lot different than before college, I'd say. The skill level goes up, and a lot of these teams that we play, like Med Hat and Fate and stuff, they have a lot of talent, especially because at college they kind of can recruit like Brazilians and people from England, people from all over the place, whereas with a club team or whatever or a youth team, it just kind of is whoever lives in the area. But with the colleges, it's a lot more talented and faster paced play, more physical. It's a big change for a lot of first years. They're shocked at how different it is than youth.
Is that something that you felt like you were ready for, or was it a shock to you as well your first year?
Well, because my coach was coming here after, he kind of over the summer got me prepared for it and to told me to watch game footage and asked me to come practice with the guys a couple of times so I could get used to it here. So it wasn't as big of a change for me, but it was a lot more physical for my size. That was the part that was hard to get used to.
And so tell me about this physicality when it comes to soccer. I think a lot of people don't think that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, like a lot of people rave about the diving and all the kind of acting that you do, but the physical side of it is something you just need to experience firsthand, because it's hard to, I guess, know what I'm talking about or know exactly what I mean when I say it's like different than basketball or like rugby or football, where you're just tackling and, you know, you go down low and you can hit each other and stuff. But it's more upper body, like you push each other, you can get your arms up, you can slide tackle. Lots of guys kick each other, which is pretty painful depending where they kick you.
So you wear shin pads, right?
Yeah.
Is it still painful when they kick? Can you feel it through the shin pads?
If they kick you with their cleats, yeah, it can hurt quite a bit and leave some nasty marks on your legs the next day.
So does you guys are doing some, you know, we're working together in training and getting you guys in better shape. How is that for you and the team to get you guys ready for the season?
I think it's pretty good. It's a lot of fun getting to work with you because you know what you're talking about rather than our alternative before. But I think the team and us, we figured that we need to up it rather than keep it at a constant, because where we're at right now, our college, I don't think is excelling at that much compared to some of the top colleges.
So what are the things that you guys think that you could do together as a team to improve?
We could do more team workouts. Definitely some of the guys are pretty skinny and scrawny. We could do team building or bonding exercises to get more chemistry on the field instead of just practices, because some of the practices, like, we separate, so we're not getting on the ball with each other a lot.
Tell me about practice. I don't know a whole lot about soccer practice. What does it look like? You guys are just doing drills? Do you scrimmage at all? What does that look like?
Usually we start with warm up and get some touches on the ball with each other. And then he'll usually have two or three drills that'll coincide with each other and build on each other that we do for the main part of practice. And then at the end, he usually has us scrimmaging or doing a small sided game or some to finish off, so we can kind of build and use what we learned in the drills in the game.
What kind of drills or skills, like, for example, like I played baseball, so you could work on throwing to increase your arm or accuracy or strength. You can work on sprinting. You can work on hitting, like actually hitting the ball off a tee or in the cages. What kind of specific drills do you guys have, you know, in the soccer field? Pardon my pun.
Usually we do a shooting drill. So shoot on our goalies or at certain targets to work on our accuracy and efficiency of shooting. And we also have plays where, or drills where we kind of do like a give and go down the wing or through the middle. So it kind of frees up space for our other teammates to get into. And we also do drills that are working on like specific lines or positions, like the back line or the midfielders or the strikers at the runs they're supposed to make. Like if they lay off the ball, once they get a pass, then they can drop off and run around the back of the defenders or flags if we set them up, because we usually do that. And it helps them know what runs they're supposed to make and work on them, so they don't just go into it in a game and have no idea what they're doing.
So everyone has a specific role on the team. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what position are you?
Left fullback.
And what does that mean?
That's kind of It'd be the outside defender.
So is that offense, defense, or do you have offense and defense players?
For the fullbacks and wingers, so the guys on the outside of the field, kind of, most teams, they kind of do both. They can go up the field because they can cross the ball in, and they also drop back on defense because as a fullback, you're the last line with the center backs of defense.
Okay, so you're kind of mid. You're not 100% offense or way back playing defense. You're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, kind of do both things.
And do you enjoy that position?
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. You know, you run a lot. You're constantly in the play, whether it be attacking or defending. You see the whole field, so you kind of... It's easy to talk to your teammates and let them know where to be and what to do. It's physical play, because if the other team strikers are constantly coming at you, or someone gives a through ball, you know, you can make a slide tackle, you can push a guy, you can get away with a couple things, so it's pretty fun.
All right. And you guys play a 10-game season, is that correct?
Yeah.
And does that seem a little bit short? Is that normal for soccer? What's the average soccer season?
Well, when I played youth, because it wasn't in school, we started in spring rather than just before school started in September. So we had a much longer season, but I think that the reason for it being so short is because, I guess here in Canada, we get snow so early in the year that you can't really play outdoor soccer on snow once it starts snowing on the fields.
Right. And it is getting pretty cold out there. What's it like?
Oh, yeah.
What's it like to be playing soccer? Like, you guys don't... I mean, we had dugouts. we had shelter. What do you guys... You guys are just running out there in a field, freezing. What is that like?
Pretty much. We, like, before practice or whatever, all the guys, when we're changing and stuff, they're bringing in, like, layers upon layers of hoodies and gloves and full face toques or the normal toques, and they have even hand warmers below their gloves to help keep them warm. Got basketball leggings on, two or three pairs of socks on at the same time. Like, it gets pretty cold for us, honestly.
And is this, can you wear this during a game? Can you wear all this clothing?
Not according to the ACAC regulations. It's usually, if you wear a short sleeve jersey, the undershirt has to match that color of jersey, and you can't wear usually toques on the field.
Oh, man. That's gotta be cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of keeps you running for the whole game.
So after this season, I know you guys have another season that kind of matches up, or you guys have a couple weeks off, but tell me about what's coming up after the regular outdoor season.
Well, after this season, we have, I think, a 3-week break, and then we start futsal, which is indoor soccer, pretty much on a basketball court with a heavier ball.
So the ball's actually different.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to say denser, but it's definitely heavier and has less bounce to it. And it's a little bit smaller than a normal ball we play with in outdoor.
And how many people are on the court?
5, including the goalie.
And then how many people on an outside team?
It's 11, including the goalie.
I see. All right, so are the rules a whole lot different? You guys are playing indoors coming up here in the winter. Is it, it seems like you guys have a long season with a short break there. How many games is this season?
For this season, we don't have games. We just go to tournaments. We go to one in Three Hills, and we have a home tournament in February, and then we have an ACAC championship in March, which I think is in Ambrose this year.
So 3 tournaments.
Yeah, that's all we have.
Does that just basically you win and you keep playing, or do they have a bracket you can get in the back door?
Last year, the 2 tournaments we did at Three Hills and then our home tournament. It was kind of like a bracket scenario where you could sneak in if you maybe had a loss or you were just down by goals or something. But I think the ACAC championship is you just lose and you're out.
Would you rather play outside or this futsal? Is it, that's what it's called, right? Futsal?
Yeah, it's futsal. I think it's a lot different atmosphere here in Canada, or I guess maybe just at our college, to play futsal, because I guess a spectator that isn't watching soccer a lot or isn't interested, futsal is a really fast-paced, upbeat kind of game that you can get. Like, you don't need to know anything about it, and you're already interested. You just watch, and it's instantly a cool kind of sport. But for me, it's a lot better in the perspective that it's louder because you play in a gym. So with all the fans there, as they stop by or they're walking by to go to a different building, they see and they come in and they instantly get into the game, which makes it louder and a better atmosphere. Whereas outside and outdoor, you usually don't have many fans, especially late in the season when it's getting really cold, because you can't really hear them and they don't want to wait outside watching for an hour and a half while freezing. So
you like the atmosphere a bit better inside?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a lot better.
Is futsal, like, I hadn't heard of this before I heard about it from this college. Is that a normal thing? Is it, where did it come from?
I don't really know like the history behind it, but a couple of my teammates say it's from Brazil because that's where they're from and that's what they kind of grew up with. Like, they had never played outdoor before until coming here, and then they learned outdoor after learning futsal.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy.
So you said that you have guys from Brazil and from other areas. What's it like playing with guys from other countries?
It's a lot of fun to see how they kind of came up playing soccer and to see the skills that they have, because these Brazilians, they know how to play the game, kind of, and they are really skillful. They, it seems like they don't need to try a lot on the field, and they just seem to make it happen, especially with each other. If they can't speak well English, they just kind of speak Portuguese to each other, and they just go, and they can go through your whole team, and, like, easy. It's easy for them playing here.
And what is it like to communicate? Are you able to communicate with them on the field? What's it like to be able to, like, you know, try to, you know, get everyone on the same page if some of them aren't speaking English that well?
You kind of just try your best. Like, the first year I was here, we had a goalie and he was just coming here. He didn't speak too well of English yet. I mean, he still has a big accent, but the first year with him, it was kind of harder to know what he was saying, but we still, through practice and like preseason and kind of getting to know each other as a team, we kind of built that chemistry through practice, where if he didn't know what we were saying or didn't understand it yet, then he still kind of knew where to go, what to do, and where we were going as a team, rather than just having to hear gibberish to him and kind of play within what he saw and knew.
And what's it like off the field? Are you guys able to communicate? You guys hang out? Is it a team atmosphere off the field as well?
Oh yeah, it's great off the field, especially because everyone kind of takes the same classes. As I said, most of the athletes take business management or sports management. You always see your friends, you always see your teammates, and you see friends from other teams, which, you know, everybody kind of just gets into a family of athletes where we can always hang out. We hang out outside of school all the time. Some of the athletes live with each other. Like, I'm living with three of the other soccer athletes. And so we constantly see each other. We go hang out, go party, you know, live the college life with our teammates outside of school.
Nice. I went to a college where the recruiter was Puerto Rican. So over half the team was Puerto Rican and they were straight from Puerto Rico. So they didn't speak a word of English. So that was a bit challenging because half of us spoke English, or probably a little less than half spoke English, and the rest spoke Spanish or whatever their dialect was. I knew some of the guys knew Spanish, but they still didn't know, understand what they were saying. And and they would just talk to it. They would talk amongst one another, and we had no idea what they were talking about. So that was a bit of a challenge, but we got along and we got through the season. I think there's a different kind of, there's a different language when you're on the field. You just kind of understand each other on a certain level.
It kind of builds too faster than if you tried to teach them English or something. You know, you just go on the field and they figure out what you're going to do and where you're going to be and how you play faster than you could teach them how to say all the stuff you need to communicate with each other.
Tell me your favorite part of college sports. Maybe your favorite part of soccer or what you love about it.
I like the experience. It's almost second to none in college. It's probably the best part I could see for anyone, you know, especially if you're a first year. Like I was saying, you meet people fast, you meet their friends, and you get acquainted with a ton of people before you even start going to class, just because of all the teams practicing and having preseasons and the practices coinciding with each other. So as we come, you know, to the end of our practice and we're going back into the gym to get changed and stuff, we see always two or three other teams practicing, and we get to meet those people right off the bat just by talking to them, especially the girls teams, because all the guys rave about all the cute chicks and everything. So it's, you know, good.
So what's next for you? Is there another level that you want to play at? Are you going to play out your, do you have a career that you have your sights set on, or what's going on for you when college sports is over for you?
I mean, if I could make it to a different level, that's something I wouldn't take for granted. I'd always like to go higher, but I kind of figured that if nothing else, I would probably try to attend school back home at the university, or try to go to a university where I could upgrade my course or do something along the lines of my course to further that field into where I could get probably some type of job that, you know, would coincide with it.
That's sports management, right?
Yeah.
So any idea what kind of job that might be, or that's too far ahead for you?
Well, last year we kind of searched up a little bit. Some of me and my classmates were searching about, well, the business side of it. You could always be like accountant, or you could go into work at a bank. You could do something along those lines. And then with the anatomy and kinesiology and kind of the more sports side of it, you could be a trainer, you could be a physiotherapist, you could just do something with the teams like coaching.
All right, Matt, we're going to wrap it up here. Any last words for us before we let you go?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. We appreciate your time and efforts, and I hope the season goes well for you this season and next. And I've been enjoying working with you and the soccer team, so I'm looking forward to getting to know you guys and working with you more in the future.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Thanks so much for being here with us till the end. Thanks for being a part of our True Form Life community and contributing however you do through downloads, shares, listens, everything you do. We couldn't be here without you. If you do get a chance, head over to iTunes and leave a review there. That certainly helps out with the show. If you want to know more about what we're doing, head over to trueformlife.com. We have a brand new D&D morning show coming at you every Monday morning. That's exclusive content. We also have bonus podcasts going up on this site as well. trueformlife.com/D&D morning show. We also have a free 10-day fitness challenge if you're interested in that. Again, at trueformlife.com. We send 10 different workouts in 10 days to get you started, to get you boosted in the right direction. No equipment required, 20 minutes or less, get you in and out and get you going on a proper workout schedule. All past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. Production by Mark Daly. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.